This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
There's lots of things happening on the outdoor scene this week. We've got results from the youth turkey hunt, as well as updates on the Illinois spring wild turkey hunt for regular hunters. And we'll be taking a look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer lakes a little bit later in the program. But first, hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the season dates for the youth turkey season were March 29th and 30th in the South Zone and April 5th and 7th in the North Zone. The youth season concluded with a preliminary total harvest in both zones of 781. Now, this is compared to 917 in 2013 when weather conditions were just pretty much ideal and turkey numbers were up. The South Zone harvest was 372. Compared to 388 in 2013, while the North Zone harvest was 409 compared to 529 in 2013. Now, the top five counties in the South were Jefferson with 31, Marion and Randolph tied for 27, Williamson with 21, Hamilton and Jackson tied with 20. In the North Zone, the top five counties were Adam and Fulton tied with 21, Pike with 20. Montgomery County Hunters Youths did very well. They had 19, and in Macoupin County, they came in with 18. Also in the regular wild turkey hunt, better weather has resulted in better success during the most recent week in the Illinois spring turkey hunting season. Hunters are reporting that wild turkeys are now gobbling on the roost and throughout the early morning hours. In fact, it does appear that turkey numbers may be a bit better than first anticipated. As of 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, Illinois hunters had bagged a total of 9,182 spring birds, and this is a bit better than half of last year's entire season total. The total also includes the harvest during the two special spring youth turkey hunting seasons. In fact, the harvest would likely have been even higher if weather had not been so bad during the opening days of the North Zone season. Now, as of 11 on Saturday, South Zone hunters had harvested 172 birds in Madison County. Results from other nearby counties in the South Zone include 103 turkeys in Bond County and 71 birds in St. Clair County. Most other counties fall within the North Zone here in the WSMI listening area, and here early results likely depressed somewhat by the harvest due to bad weather. However, hunting success has dramatically improved since the opening days. By the same time on Saturday, Calhoun County hunters had bagged 149 birds, while those in Jersey County had taken 91 turkeys. The harvest in Morgan County stood at 90. Macoupin County hunters had bagged 186. In Greene County, the harvest was 107. In Sangamon County, the harvest was 44. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 104 spring gobblers. And there's still plenty of spring turkey hunting ahead. The season concludes May 8th in the South Zone and May 15th in the North Zone. Also, the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge will hold events to celebrate bird watching and mom during the first week of May. A Songs of the Refuge program is scheduled for 9 a.m. on May 7th, starting at the Refuge Visitor Center. During May, songbirds have returned to the refuge, providing many opportunities to see and hear these small performers. Participants will learn how to identify birds by their call and take a walk to hear a few. Registration is required. It must be accomplished by May 6th. Also, a Mother's Day birding hike for beginners will be held at 9 a.m. on May 10th in the Gilbert Lake Division. This is an opportunity to plan a special day for mothers by starting with a morning walk at the refuge to learn about bird watching. Binoculars and bird watching guides will be provided. For this event, participants must register by May 8th. And to register for either of the programs, you can give them a call at 618-883-2524. That number is 618-883-2524. Both events are free. You can also call them for more information on any type of situation. And that number once again is 800-877-8339. That's at the TTY number. Or you can call 618-883-2524. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and as we look at the fishing reports for each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, things are looking up for anglers. At Lake Shelbyville, the lake is currently rising to 596 and presently needs just an inch or two. They will raise it to summer pool of 599.99 in May. If the water temps seen this week were running from 54 to 56 with it spiking to 61 on calm sunny days, the entire lake has cleared up quite a bit. The wind has kept it stirred up, but overall Overall, the color is not a problem. The stained water from the wind has the fish suspending high in the water column. Anglers are catching fish anywhere from 6 to 10 feet over deeper brush and heavy trunks of downed trees. The water depth doesn't mean much as it has a branch of, so long as the tree has a branch in the 6 to 10 foot range. And remember, this time of year, fish are seeking warmth and heavy trunks of downed trees, and this provides so more brush might have only a few small fish in it. Many anglers are spider rigging for suspended fish in bays on the north end and doing really well. One angler caught almost 200 of these fish in 2 days. Of course, most of them had to be released. And with the current water color, we have a variety of jigs working, mostly orange, black, or chartreuse with a chartreuse glow. Minnows are also working well, tipped on a jig. So those are the ways to go for the crappie. On windy days, most anglers are drifting slip bobbers over the brush with plain minnows and keeping an eye on the surface temps. Most afternoons, they're getting their fish shallow once the temperatures warm to 60 or more. The north end has some signs of spawning crappie, but the south end, the fish are still deep enough that a quarter-ounce jig will work better. Try fishing as deep as 20 feet deep while this cooler weather is going on. Now, at Carlisle Lake, a variety of fish are providing action. Right now, catfish are rated fair. They're starting to see a few catfish coming from the lake, but most of the action is with the crappie. They're rated excellent. The crappie are coming from the rocks, being caught right off the bank in about 6 inches to a foot deep. The white bass are still rated poor. Not much action from the white bass on the lake yet. The whites, however, are very active at the spillway. And in the spillway area, catfish are rated good. They're being caught on nightcrawler shrimp, and they're starting to get some action with cheese baits. As we mentioned, the crappie are rated very good, seeing nice crappie coming from the river right now. Minnows and tube jigs are producing most of these catchers, and the sauger bite rated good, seeing a lot more action on sauger during this last week. Not all are keepers, but the action is increasing, and as we talked about earlier, the white bass have been very good and active all week in the spillway. So lots of things happening on Lake Carlisle and in that vicinity as well. Now, down at Rend, crappie are king right now. The bite is good and improving. Fish are being caught in the buckbrush, but some can still be caught in deeper water on brush piles and under the bridges. The Gun Creek and the Sailboat Harbor bridges are great places to fish right now. This time of year, a red chartreuse jig or minnow seems to produce better than anything. Try using a minnow when fishing the buckbrush and a jig when fishing the deeper water. The catfish bite is really good in the creeks feeding the lake and at the mouths of the creeks where they open up into the lake. Recent rains have made the creeks flow and stir things up. The catfish are feeding heavily in these creaky areas. And the bass, it's a little bit early for bass on Wren, but a few small ones are coming in now, mostly in 3 feet of water. And there's not much to report from the bluegill yet, but if you're a crappie fisherman, all three lakes are yielding good action, as well as many of our local lakes. So there's some great crappie fishing to be had. The turkey hunt continues, and it's mushroom time. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.